From Quality Radio Productions, it's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with Reedman Joe Farrell and a track from one of his forays into jazz funk fusion. The album Penny Arcade, first released in 1973, reissued on CD on the Wounded Bird label. Joe is featured on tenor and soprano sax, as well as flute on this release, with Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Joe Beck on guitar, Herb Buschler on bass, Steve Gadd drums, and Don Elias on percussion. This is their take of a Stevie Wonder tune, Too High. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
We began the set with Joe Farrell on sax, stretching out on Stevie Wonder's Too High, from the album Penny Arcade, from 1973, and lastly from 1974, Wayne Shorter on sax, in a collaboration with Brazilian singer and composer Milton Nascimento, the album Native Dancer, released on Columbia Records that year. Wayne featured on tenor and soprano on this release, with Herbie Hancock and Wagner Tiso on keyboards, Wagner also one of the bass players for the session, other bassists including Jay Graydon and Dave McDaniel, Roberto Silva on drums, and Ayrto Moreira on various percussion. We listened to Lilia. Native Dancer was one of the few solo albums Wayne Shorter issued while he was with the fusion band Weather Report, which of course he co-founded with keyboardist Joe Zawinul. Speaking of fusion, we'll continue on in that vein, turning to some more recent electric jazz rock, and we'll begin this set with a track from 2004 and a collaboration between Australian guitarist Brett Garst and American guitarist T.J. Helmerich. And they're joined by Scott Kinsey on keyboards, Gary Willis on bass, two members of the band Tribal Tech, and veteran fusion drummer Dennis Chambers. The album Uncle Moe's Space Ranch. This is the opening track, Colliding Chimps. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That's music from Alan Holdsworth on both guitar and synthax, the synthax being a rather unusual guitar synthesizer hybrid, and a track from his 1987 album Sand with keyboardist Alan Pasqua, also bassist Jimmy Johnson and drummer Chad Wackerman all featured on that tune. We heard the 415 Bradford Executive. Before that, a fusion trio calling itself Jing Chi, with veteran blues rock guitarist Robin Ford, Yellow Jackets bassist Jimmy Haslip, and drummer Vinny Culetta, probably best known for his tenure with Frank Zappa. We heard Chi Town, their tribute to the city of Chicago. Look for that on their 2001 release 3D. And we began the set with Brett Garst and TJ Helmerich, two outstanding guitarists, teaming up for the album Uncle Moe's Space Ranch. We listened to Colliding Chimps. It's Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. This is show number 1623. If you want more information about this or previous episodes of the show, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes of the show, then please visit our website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you have comments for the show, then please use our email address, qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. Well, that last set featured some outstanding electric jazz rock guitar. We'll continue on in a guitar vein for our final set of the hour, but tone things down a bit and listen to some more ethereal atmospheric recordings. And we'll listen first to a track from the second album released by Pat Metheny when he was recording for ECM, the album Watercolors from 1977. Most of the tracks here are group efforts with Lyle Mays, Eberhard Weber, and Dan Gottlieb. This, though, is a solo piece from Pat on electric guitar, Ice Fire. Thank you. We began the set with Pat Metheny and a solo guitar piece from his album Watercolors, a primarily group-oriented recording from 1977. We heard Ice Fire. And lastly, Bill Frisell. In the early and mid-80s, Bill was also an ECM recording artist, and a track from his 1983 ECM album Inline. Most of the tracks feature Bill on electric guitar, and some tracks even feature Norwegian bassist Arild Andersen. This, however, was a purely acoustic offering, multi-tracked acoustic guitar parts, the title track, in fact, from that album, Inline. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.